to support the board and do the liaison himself between the two. He was going to act with the Lord as had been done in the past. Yep. Anybody have any questions about that? Do you have a financial statement report for the day?
Yes, we do.
We have it on.
it was basically a no impact letter that we got from the actuary, which you have to really provide now. No impact on first reading. A copy of the ordinance along with the no impact letter has to go to the Division of Retirement. So that's been done, and we'll continue to do that. As far as going through it, you review it, then you're
Thank you. Thank you. detention attorney. It's kind of where we go to learn national orientation. I was fortunate enough to be asked to speak this past summer there as well. So, really try and keep up with everything that's going on. But federal pensions, national, federal level, but most specifically we hear on the state level. So I think we're very well suited, for this kind of work.
Thank you.
specifically,
Thank you.
he's going to be making the same trip, assuming they all agree to the transition. He's going to be making the same trip and be able to be on our
Thank you.
determine what we want to do in terms of some of the categories. And then get back to the decision to get going and stop going.
So that's the same. If you don't want to see it, we're down at 11 o'clock. We're doing the same thing there. Okay, so if you all want to get up and leave and y'all can discuss it, if you're going to approve the transition, there's a form that's attached to the letter that we sent that basically is a consent that needs to be signed by the chairman and secretary. And if you'll just sign that and send me a copy of it, I'll add it to Pedro. Transition will take effect on the first of the year. Okay, you have to
do it. The other one is if you feel comfortable enough, we can make a motion to put it back on the agenda and bring up the motion to discretion and vote. So we can do it right now.
Something on your mind, Charlie, that we want to get back at it as a discussion other than what we heard.
turn in this time, and that mail, that information is available to you.
And you find yourself a problem if, you know, this is just something that you have to do. You can make a request before you go to them that all the documentation be turned over for you. But what I don't want to happen is that you can take this to your side and then confirm it. And then find out that there's a misunderstanding somewhere between what we're talking about and what they actually see in the ordinances and whatever other things that you have. And I just wanted to have some assurance that at some point in time, it's not going to come back and say, well, you know, this document isn't what we thought it was or something. But
well, in the point, it doesn't change it, you know.
Any kind of a your choice is the worst choice. So if you feel that there's some divide or misunderstanding, then you can address it with them and or make a change. You know, they're not obligated to affirm.
I would imagine if they find something that they're uncomfortable with, they would want to continue to represent us.
Right.
And we have no obligation. We can terminate. We can terminate if we want.
There's not a number of people that are represented.
I think you've been very thorough in holding here, putting these things together. I'm not sure there's anything you can have that that you're going to find that's going to be hurting us that you forgot.
Charlie, I have a question about the transfer of power.
that she said, I'm continually committed to sending to you. We've talked about the changes that we need to make. We have, by the way, the second name on the state. So, and that letter went back to the state. Thank you.